When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast is made on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respects to their elders past and present and their multiple birth parents who are dealing with children who won't eat.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word.
I'm sorry.
It's not suitable for children. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast,
Yay.
Friends.
Yay, we're back tonight.
We are back. Literally back.
Yes. We had another mishap, so we're recording times two, but you're not going to know that.
No, it doesn't affect you.
No, but we've refined this.
We have. I mean, we've thought about it for the last probably 11 years.
True.
But
so
yes,
we can come up with this
stuff.
We're
going to condense it into 45
yep.
minutes.
Yep. So we are talking... Oh, just so you know too, we're going to do all our thank yous or our reading people's reviews.
Yeah,
acknowledgements at the end.
Yeah.
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 So we're going to do that from now on.
Yeah,
we are. So we just thought we'd let you know that.
Yeah. We think that it's easy to get into it.
Yeah.
So people, especially if you're new, hello, welcome.
Yay. Thanks for coming along.
Then, yeah, you can listen at the end and hear how we talk about all of our fabulous listeners.
I think in the beginning we were just so excited we had listeners.
So excited.
So we just spent every podcast thanking them.
We're still excited.
We still are. So
it's not a day goes past that Mandy or I don't send each other a little screenshot. Look how many people listened.
So great.
Yeah, it is
people
so great.
People stopping me in the street.
Oh,
it's the best.
It is amazing. Thank you for listening.
Thank
really,
you.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, we'll do more thank yous.
Yeah.
Later.
But this week.
We're talking food.
Yes, people.
Mm, a big one.
It is a really big one.
Yep. It's a big one in both our houses.
Yep. Huge.
And it's a big one in the disability special needs world.
It really is.
It, you know, and affects children differently.
Really differently. And there's really severe cases.
Yes.
And then there's not so severe, but it's still an overbearing thing that you have in common, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a really massive part of parenting.
Really massive. And it's hard. At any stage when your child refuses food, it's hard. But when your child only eats one food,
yeah,
that's a whole different ballgame.
Yes,
and
that's right.
We would like to say right off the bat that we have friends and we have people in our beautiful pea community whose children don't eat at all and are
unable to eat. Yes.
And we are going to get one of those beautiful
friends
on.
Yeah, we've got someone lined up.
Yeah.
She's more qualified to talk about
much more
peg feeding and you know, introducing food and blended diets and all that sort of stuff. So that's not our expertise, as in our parenting expertise.
No, no.
But we also just wanted to acknowledge that so many of your children would probably love to eat.
Yes, that's
right. And they're unable to.
Yeah.
And that's so unfair.
It's so unfair. So
we speak with the lens of love and understanding that some of the things we might say might piss you off too.
Yeah, that's right. So, just don't listen.
That's right. If it's a trigger.
Yep, don't
please,
listen.
You have permission.
Yeah, we don't
We don't want to trigger you. That's the last thing we want.
Yeah. We get triggered by how our children eat and don't eat. So we really understand that this is a tough one.
Yeah. So we're onto it. But tonight we're going to talk about from our perspectives. Yeah. And also we've got, I put it to the group.
Yep, the beautiful group that we first put it to when we were coming up with a name.
Yes.
Before the pediatrician named it.
So the name of the group that I named it was We Need Your Help. So I'm like, what was the name of that group again? Okay, We Need Your Help. Found it.
And so, did you exclude your neighbour this time?
Yes, he's out. Pete. I should have included him and said, you missed us.
Pete leaves group.
And I also added in more people because I realised I actually have a lot of friends with kids with disabilities and or special needs. And so I really missed a whole chunk of them. So anyway, and there's probably still more.
Yeah.
So let's start. So we had I just said to basically, I need some of your help. We're doing a food episode and we'd love some of your voices. So some examples of food shenanigans you might have in your house. Or difficulties, ideas that professionals have given you that did or didn't work, and how does food impact on your family as a whole? Because in my family, it affects our whole family.
Whole family.
So the first friend said, on Saturday, my daughter found a photo on my phone of her eating a potato twisty and refused to eat anything else because she really wanted one. She threw herself on the floor, big tantrum, even though I explained you can only get them at festivals. She also has just been given the label of ARFID, a new eating disorder classification, which is basically an extreme fear of food started at birth.
Mm.
So I didn't know about that one.
No. Well, I think I did. A friend of mine told me about it last year because her son was diagnosed with it. And I remember looking it up then and going, oh, wow.
Okay, this is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something.
Yeah.
So I asked her, do you think the label will help? And she said, well, I don't know if it will help. We needed this label as a baby and I wonder if too much damage is done. I have to say her daughter was a prem.
Yeah.
But it is validating at the same time because her restrictive eating is such a prominent focus and affects the entire family. Lost count of how many times someone has said, have you tried hiding vegetables in spaghetti bolognese?
Oh, God.
And my brain is going, oh, thanks. Do you really think I'm that stupid to not have thought of it? Oh, my gosh.
And I found that, of course, I don't have that level of having a diagnosis like that, but Jessica Seinfeld is Jerry Seinfeld's wife. And she's written a book, which I can't remember the name of.
Yeah. What is something it like? Four veggies or something?
Yeah. Anyway. And I think I've had four different people give me the book and go, here.
They've given it to you.
Yeah. So she puts like zucchinis in the brownie and blah, blah, blah.
Deceptively delicious. Right.
What I want to say to Jessica Seinfeld is, you know what? It doesn't matter what your child's IQ is. They're not deceived by fucking deceptively delicious.
That's very true.
They can sniff out a whiff of anything.
Anything that's not to their taste.
This texture is not the same as the brownies I've had. I'm like, I can't tell. So thank you for the books. I've re-gifted them to the op shop because I can't even look at the cover.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Yeah, and I'm like, thank you. And it's really nice when it comes from someone whose child eats everything. Yeah. You're like, why have you even got this book?
Yeah.
Your kid just eats zucchini off the vine, you know. Like, why? But I know it comes from a place of love because they worry about my family.
Yes.
But you know, if you really worry about my family, just listen to me talk. Don't
which you can do every Thursday.
Books. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, don't. So, and actually, we don't have time to read.
No, and that's we've really tried it. You probably don't understand this, but we've all spoken to pediatrician, dietitians, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and we've tried it. But thank you.
Yeah.
But the next one that we got, this is one of my favorites. So this is a mutual friend of Mandy and I, and she's like, hi, gorgeous. Not strictly food, but food related. Our tiniest boy, 32-week identical twins who are now 13, will only eat ice cream or any other dessert with a fork. He has autism and it's a sensory thing and it's a battle we don't feel any need to fight. Forks for life.
Forks for life, people.
Forks for life.
Whatever floats your boat, mate.
Yeah, and really, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? But we really do care as a society, you and I.
No, but I think half of Asia eats with their hands.
I know. So or chopsticks, two sticks.
Two sticks.
Great, awesome. But why do we care if a child wants to eat with a fork?
Yeah.
I remember when Buzz and Woody went on school camp. Well, they didn't actually stay. They don't stay at school camp.
Yeah.
But they went. And the head teacher said to me, oh, certain children here, it's like they've never seen cutlery. And he was really dissing them. And I just shrunk back because I thought, well.
Oh, that's mine.
Yeah, my kids aren't even eating any of the food that I've paid for.
Yeah.
But
okay.
When you don't eat and food is foreign to you, you want to feel it. You know?
Yeah.
And so I just
thought. Yes, of course.
Okay. And you just feel more shame. Mm. So you just, at certain points you shut up.
Yeah.
And at other points you fight.
Yeah.
But I think when you're already the mum picking someone up from camp.
Oh.
You're like.
Which hurts already.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk. But yeah. But food.
I realised that with the first camp because with Molly, I mean, it's very hard to use her right hand. So there's no knife.
No.
So she's like, we don't even bother.
No.
And then I was like, well, then Millie doesn't know how to use a knife and fork either because we're all just forking it up. So I suppose fork for life has been in my family too. Sporks.
Yeah.
You know, spoons, whatever.
Whatever. If finger food is getting into your mouth.
Yeah, don't care.
No,
so,
don't
care.
So,
I was like, oh, they're both going to go on camp looking like derelicts.
Yeah,
but actually,
they're
not. I just want to scream. It's just one thing we haven't pushed, okay?
No, and it doesn't matter.
And other people, the children have these immaculate table manners and I'm just like, whatever makes you happy to get the food in. If you need to stand there nude when you're three and I'm feeding you, I don't care.
Yeah, or we prefer to sit on the chair like squat, so not actually use the chair as a normal chair. I mean, that's just how we're more comfortable.
Yeah,
so,
well, you know.
Yeah.
If not
food's
a problem.
Going in, I don't care.
The next one was, oh, food, glorious food. We love food in our family. Husband is a trained chef, but I do most of the cooking. Our seven-year-old used to be an adventurous eater and loves spicy food, sensory seeker. Oh, she is. She's gorgeous. And puts sriracha on almost everything I make because, in her words, it tastes too normal without it. Then she had a bad bout of gastro late last year and all of a sudden her tastes have changed and foods that she would willingly eat, she now won't touch. Mm. Food and eating has been a roller coaster for her. She had a nasogastric tube for most of her hospital admissions, over 100 days in total across 4 years. And each time we would reteach her to eat, the speechy taught us to give her small portions on play crockery like a tea set. Yeah. So we'd set up dinner like she was having a tea party and for the most part it was a successful exercise. She would increase portion sizes and eventually go back to eating normally. Mm. These days, she'll eat on her own for about 5 minutes and we'll have to spoon feed her the rest of the meal. But don't even get me started on school lunch because it doesn't matter how much the dang lunchbox costs, she still won't eat that glorious food.
It's just, why all those great lunch boxes with all the little compartments and the
and
really
the bento,
sushi,
it all
bento
went
boxes.
Berserk like
berserk.
10 years ago. Yeah.
And you can watch, and I'm sure everyone here has not watched because we can't bear it, but I won't swear again, but whole vlogs on lunchbox preparation. When I went to school.
Oh, it was a Vegemite sandwich.
Vegemite sandwich.
Vegemite people, I mean, our listeners in Iran.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's an Australian spread. It's salty, yeasty. I really love it.
Yeah.
But it was cheese and lettuce. That's the sandwich I had on white bread and an apple.
There was my mum was not spending 7 hours working out. And I think it's weird because we've become really obsessed with healthy eating while not being healthy, really, as a culture.
Yeah, true.
And also, it's like a competition.
Oh, I'm sure it's a competition. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, how many things I've got in here and this is like this and, you know, and this one's package free and this one's this. And then I find it triggering and that's my thing. It's not anybody else's. But we're just not acknowledging that there are other people around that do not eat like that.
That's
we're
right.
Making women, why are we making mothers or caregivers feel like crap because we don't have a bento box lunchbox?
I think, well, two reasons for me. Well, I got one because I was on a search for a clasp that she could do on her own.
Completely different.
So it's a different thing.
Completely
and also
different.
She had no packages to contend with because she can't use two hands.
Yes, no,
so,
perfect.
So perfect. And when I found that, I was like, finally, this is amazing.
Yep.
But at our school, we've been rubbish free for I've been there 9 years, probably 8 years.
Really?
So there is no rubbish allowed at that school and you wouldn't get in trouble, but the classes get points for being rubbish free.
Yep.
So, and I remember one of my friends going into bat saying, I can't bring a yogurt anymore.
Yeah.
Like they can't have like a tub of yogurt. And they're like, no, put it in a container. And she was like, oh, they shouldn't get punished if I decide that I don't have time and I'm bringing in a yogurt. So it took a long time, but our school is pretty much rubbish free. And you would walk around and see that.
Yeah, there's beautiful.
There's no rubbish.
Yeah, that's fine. But it's,
anyway, that's another
story. And I don't mind any of that stuff. But I think it's when we have people like making these amazing, they look like a birthday lunch or something. Yes. You know, they got like faces and put a little note in each day.
Yes,
come on.
I've had lots of friends doing that stuff, jokes in their lunch
boxes. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
not been for me.
No, and I think when your lunchbox just comes back full.
Oh, it's demoralizing.
And your child is underweight.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, it's not. It is. It's demoralizing.
Yeah, it is. Because you're like, I'm spending all this time.
Yeah.
I'm buying lovely things.
Yeah.
I'm buying colorful, tasty things. I'm cutting them up in bite sized pieces.
Yeah.
And you just don't eat it.
No. Nah, and you don't care.
No, don't care.
You don't care.
Do you want to read the next one? So we're up to.
Most of my life revolves around my son's food because he is on a mashed diet every meal.
Yep.
It is packed and taken with us. Even overseas, I've taken frozen meals. That is an effort.
It is.
How do you even do that on a plane?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
It's not often that I can find something suitable on a menu. Then there is the added pressure of making sure he gets enough calories, enough fiber.
Yes.
There is never a night off cooking in our house. His food is cooked fresh. Mm. Sounds so wrong, but what I would give to be able to drive through and buy the three kids a happy meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just.
It's something you just take for granted.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think for so many people there's judgment on Maccas.
Yeah.
And then for so many other people it would just be amazing to be able to go there.
Yes.
You know.
That would be a winning day.
Yeah. And I think unless you've had a child with some sort of food sensitivity, food refusal, or obviously having to have mashed food, you just don't understand how achingly sad it's really sad.
Yeah.
And then when people judge you for that, it's almost crippling, you know, and you have to really regroup.
Kind of just makes me go into a bit of shutdown.
Same.
So if I'm at probably not so much now as it did when they were little, and we'd go to someone's house for dinner and their kids would be sitting there beautifully and they weren't allowed to move and they were, you know, you're not leaving table till you finish.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd just be like, we're up and down like, you know, I don't know what.
We didn't even sit.
That's right. We're up and down. We're all over the place. We're spilling things because the hand, can't use that hand. And then, you know, just like, and I remember saying to a friend a long time ago, eating and food in our house is grey. There is nothing black and white about it. I cannot say, sit down and eat dinner or you won't get anything else.
No.
Because she will then just not eat that and then be starving all night.
Yep. And I think people have said to me, loads of people, oh, well, a child won't starve themselves.
Yeah, they really will.
They really will.
Yeah.
They won't eat when they're hungry.
That's right.
And I think it's, you know, the equivalent of you thinking of something disgusting and you have to eat this. You go, oh, no, I won't eat it this meal. I'll just wait till next time.
Yeah,
and
that's
That's their life.
And you know yourself when you get past eating.
Yeah.
So they just kind of live like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I remember the pediatrician said to me, oh, you know that feeling on Christmas lunch where you're just so full and you think, I can't have another thing?
Mm.
He's like, they don't ever do that to themselves.
No.
So their stomach doesn't stretch to that point. So they've just got
small
little stomach, fills up quite quickly.
Yeah.
And off they go.
Yeah.
So, you know, he did the whole, you've, palm is the
size of his stomach. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the hands
that's
are
little.
Quite small. Yeah.
That's right.
So obviously mine is quite a lot bigger.
Yeah. Well, or mine is not bigger, but I eat more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've stretched mine.
It.
Mine's like a big balloon now. But those sort of things also gave me comfort because I was like, well, you know what? They're smaller. They're small. They've got a small stomach.
That's right. So small meals
small
often
amount.
Is okay.
Small meals often is
That's what I teach all my families for toddlers and preschoolers. It doesn't matter how long they eat like that for.
No.
It's not a problem.
No, it's not a problem.
Another one was my son is a problem feeder, apparently. Almost exclusively eats only white crunchy food or meat. crackers, chips, dry burnt toast, and I'm talking almost charcoal, although he does like some random things too. Chicken sushi once greenies picked out.
Yeah, fair
curry
point.
Sauce, no meat or veg, yep. With rice and spaghetti bolognese,
yep.
Only if you can't see hidden veg.
Yep.
Has gradually dropped food groups over the past couple of years. That upset me to read that.
Yeah,
eats mostly with his hands, won't eat anything he sees or touch or with cutlery that anyone else has handled, and most nights has an epic tantrum at dinner time because he tries to avoid eating.
Yep.
Hides food at school in his bag so his teacher can't see it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, his blood sugar impacts his seizures too, so he needs to eat.
Yeah.
He's also off the charts tiny, so it is a bit stressful.
A bit.
OT suggested having him lick food if he won't eat it to try and desensitize him.
Mm.
He also sniffs anything that goes near his mouth before he will put in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really, a lot of that's
and
very familiar.
And lots of rituals.
Yeah, lots.
Isn't there?
Yeah. And just he's got there. Like I spoke to my boys and I said, my daughters actually were speaking to them about if you had to have five meals that you had to eat and they couldn't be dessert, what would they be? And so they went through and they mentioned them and Buzz was like, well, you know, I like pasta, but only that little round pasta. Yeah. And so you're just like, it's the same. Spaghetti or
pasta is pasta.
Penne. No.
Yeah, no.
Macaroni.
Okay, macaroni. I like macaroni.
Size. Small.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter if it's got sauce or not. Yep. That's the size pasta I want.
That's what he likes.
Yeah. Yep. And so you think this is ridiculous and insane, but that same person that thinks that if it's sold out at one supermarket.
Oh, they'll drive to the next one.
Yeah, drive to the next
of
one.
Course.
It's like, I need this. I need this. This is what I need.
Yes.
So the ritual of, and it's annoying and you think I need to confront this and I need to change it. But when you're having a tantrum for 45 minutes and you realise no one's going to eat, you're like, I don't actually need to change this.
No. What does it matter?
What does it matter? Doesn't matter today.
No, it doesn't matter today. Yeah.
And, you know, time may lessen this.
Now's not the time after 45 minutes anyway.
No, it's really, really not.
Tonight after school, classic example, get off the bus, get inside. She had a bee in her bonnet that she wanted lollies. I didn't have any.
Yep.
I just didn't have any.
No.
I actually bought her a chocolate donut.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want donuts. They're savoury. And I said, I laughed.
I like your thinking.
And she's screaming. I said, they're actually sweet.
Yeah, they really are.
So if you, do you want savoury or do you want sweet? Mm. I just thought, feel my blood pressure going like.
Yes.
The other two are looking at me like, here we go again.
Yeah,
even the dog's looking at it like, what?
Yeah.
You know, she's lying face down on the bed.
Yeah.
I said, listen, we've been over this for 14 years.
Yes.
Let's eat something and then your brain will start to work and then we can talk about everything else that happened today.
We
all right?
Find some other food.
So let's find some other food. Go into the pantry. I videoed it. I was going to send it to Kate. And then I was like, what's the point? She doesn't need to see it.
She's seen it before.
I mean, I've wanted to video so many times just to say to people, you know, I wish I could just put it on Facebook and go, this is what it's like.
I know.
You know, but you can't.
No, and you've got
and
enough.
You're not going to.
No, you're not going to. But I know.
There's that moment where you're like, I am here on my own with this ridiculousness.
Yes.
And I've tried everything.
Everything.
I said, I'll make you scrambled eggs. I'll, you know, because she likes that.
Yep.
If there's no mold on the bread. you know, do you want 2-minute noodles? No. I just wanted lollies. I said, well, we don't have lollies.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
Yeah.
And then Millie goes, just go to the IGA and get her some.
Yeah. See?
And I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I bought you a donut. I think she said something like, I did not want a donut today. I was like, what? I was like, what day don't you want a donut?
Yeah, well, Mandy always wants a donut.
Anyway, I left her be for a while and I think I just gathered myself and sat down next to her quietly and gently and said, remember, let's just get some into it.
Yeah.
You know, this is 14 years later. This was not me even 2 years ago.
No.
It would have escalated and she would have been running in the backyard screaming.
Yep.
So eventually, I don't remember what she ate. Oh, corn chips.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Savory.
Hey, we had
savory
corn chips.
Yeah, she likes them. She likes corn chips.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, anyway, that was her.
Yep.
Your turn to read.
Okay. So, not many food aversions or disability related eating issues here, but just the fun addition of multiple food allergies to the
wow.
mix. Between my three boys, there's allergies to egg, tree nuts, crustaceans, dairy, soy, and gluten, as well as non-food allergies to dust mites and ryegrass.
It's a lot.
Two boys with EpiPens. It's all quite manageable at home. Lucky we all like rice. but it is so hard eating out or traveling.
Oh, yes. Those boys, beautiful boys, have had eczema. I mean, this mum has got a lot on her plate.
Yes.
She does a tremendous job.
And it's, I think there's one thing to have like, oh, I've got a, I don't like spinach. And there's another thing to go, well, spinach will actually make my child sick. Have an anaphylactic reaction. Yes. I'm going to have to use an EpiPen.
Yes.
Like that is terrifying.
And this is another world that I don't know about because we don't have any allergies.
No.
And so that's another topic. I mean, as it is with people that are diabetic that need food.
Yep.
Epilepsy.
Yep.
You need to keep, you know, blood sugars.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, there's probably 1,000 other things we're missing. So. Yep. Can't really name all of them.
No, we can't. And they're only the people that we know or that we've experienced ourselves. But
I remember when we were in four-year-old kinder, we were in the staff room and all the pictures of the kids with allergies on the wall.
Yep, yep.
And one of my friends said, oh, thank God that's not us.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe she said it to me.
No.
But I said, well, actually, I'd take that over brain damage.
Yeah, that's right.
I just like had one of those days.
Yeah, and she was the truth comes out. Yeah,
but this is unfair, and I'm acknowledging this is unfair. But at the time, I was thinking I would take a dairy allergy over brain damage.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
But then some children, it's deathly.
It's deathly.
Deadly.
It is.
So,
it is.
Yeah. You know,
it's life and death.
As I mature.
Yeah.
And there's times where I've been like, okay, that stuff is really hard too. And it'd be frightening.
It's really hard. And it's like all of this, it's every day.
It's every day.
Every minute of every day. And you are just constantly putting out fires and, you know.
Checking. So and so, have you got that? Is the EpiPen still in date?
Yep.
You know, all those kinds of things I don't know about.
Yeah. And, you know, it just makes life hard. And I think when you have children who are just typical and eat a fairly balanced diet, you have no concept.
None of it crosses your mind.
Doesn't cross your mind.
I just think, I mean, sometimes I'll say, just imagine normal families at
4 o'clock
on a Wednesday. They're not going through this.
No, they're not. And I, look, I've had children that
are fussy,
And
my me say it is picky.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
And it doesn't go for 13, 14, 15, years. 16 years.
That's you right. Know, you'll have childhood phases.
Yeah. And I know. Yeah. At around two, that's a real age of food refusal and sort of taking that power and I'm not going to eat that. But it really, it disappears a bit, wanes. But I think with children with special needs or sensory issues, it actually gets worse. And so you're just waiting for that, they're going to be 2.5, they're going to be 3, they're going to be eating soon. And then you're like.
And they don't.
All of a sudden they're 7 or they're 9 and you're like,
we're still gagging.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 14 and we're still gagging on food. Yep. We're still coughing.
Yes.
We're coughing when we drink water. I mean, obviously, she's got cerebral palsy, but I think it took me a long time to realize that affected her mouth. And we're having more speech pathology at the moment and we're working on chewing on her other side. She only chews on one side of her mouth.
Of course.
So she's chewed on one side of her mouth for 14 years. How did I not
think
notice
about
that?
It. Yeah.
And so her speech is like you can see the muscles that are different on the side of the face.
Yeah.
So at the start of the session, she's getting her to chew on that side.
Yeah. Wow.
I was like, you know, but between legs and arms and bowels.
Mandy,
and
come on.
I just couldn't be onto everything.
No, you can't. Don't even.
I know. Yeah. We'll talk therapy another day. I've got hours about that.
Yes.
You'd be like, Mandy, we can't do another therapy episode times 15.
I'll just pretend to push record and I'll let her talk.
Yeah, that'll
I'll
work.
Like, sorry,
I'll never know.
It didn't
I'll
work,
know.
Mandy.
Yeah, no need to come back. The next one was just the other day, had a friend visit with the younger son with ASD, so autism spectrum disorder, and his aversion is crockery with writing on it. I thought that was an easy fix until I realised he turns over every single plate, bowl, mug, glass to check it before using it. Yeah. And, of course, they have all branding details on the bottom. Even stamped writing imprints in glasses on bottom of glasses for him are a huge no.
Just
that shocked me.
Yeah, I really hadn't
thought about that.
No, because I keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you can't ever go out unless you take a plate. And then what restaurant will let you plate up? And then if
You'd have to go in armed. All right.
Yeah.
Or you'd ring them. I'm coming. My son's got this. You know, all the stuff have to do.
Yeah.
When you get in there, you have to say it again. The waitress says, pardon.
Yeah, that's right.
So, excuse me, my son, he can't have plates with writing on the bottom.
I know.
Oh.
Oh, and you just
must be exhausting to that mummy if you're listening.
People are thinking, well, You really should teach him better.
Yeah.
Well, we're not thinking that.
No, okay? We are your people.
We have your back.
Yeah.
And we will never judge you for anything.
I would love
anything.
To invite you to my house and yes. I will go out and find plates with nothing on the bottom for you to feel like you could bring your child somewhere and not it be
and
a
just
problem.
Eat.
Yeah.
I know that when we go out, I just split a meal with the twins. So I'll be like, can we have one penne pasta, hardly any sauce in two bowls? And they just always look at me.
Just do it.
I'm like, just do it. And I think I've gotten really good at.
Well, you're succinct now, probably.
And, yeah.
It's the way
and,
it is.
And I think if you're quite firm, we'll have one meal. Okay. And then because I think, well, I don't even care about paying for two. We just don't eat it.
No, it's a waste.
It's a waste. That's and right. I just, they then, people come to them and say, don't you like your dinner?
Oh.
Like, and they're like, what?
Waiters and waitresses.
Not really. Mum's fucking made us come out for dinner.
We didn't
want to be here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you work in a restaurant, don't ask children if they like their dinner. It's not actually your place.
No.
And I know it's, they do it to us. Have you had a lovely meal? Yeah, and I get that.
That's okay.
But don't do it to children.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they haven't had a lovely meal.
No, they don't like it. It smells.
And they've been bribed to be there.
It's a family event.
Yes, you're going to come. We're going to go from 7 till 8:30. At 8:30, I promise we will leave.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock, you can have your iPad.
Yeah.
You're just going to talk to this person and this person. You're going to kiss Nana.
Yep.
And then you're just going to sit there and I promise you'll just have, you know, pasta. Yeah. So don't give them any more, you know. And I don't know if anyone is even listening that this will affect, but I'd really like it to happen. I'd like it to change.
My friend who we're going to have in hopefully soon said, where do I even begin?
Yeah, I know. She wishes she had my issues. So
yeah, she does.
I get that.
Yeah, and I've said that to my friends before.
Yeah.
I realise that you think my life would be amazing.
Yes, that's exactly
And I apologise to you for giving you an earful of what's difficult in my life.
So do I.
And I've got gracious friends
Very.
With children in much more difficult situations than me.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for you all.
Yep. So it's, and we would just want to acknowledge your pain.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because, we don't want to add to it.
No, we don't. We don't. We really don't.
No.
This one was funny. Our kids have always hated Brussels sprouts and I love them. So one day I managed to convince them what I was serving was little cabbages, not Brussels. My youngest said, these mini cabbages are so much better than Brussels sprouts, Mum. They should only sell these in the store. And she's written, they do, honey. They do.
So good.
So good. And hats off to you for kids eating cabbage.
Oh, that's, I mean, goodness me.
Yeah, you're amazing. And the fact that you
I can't even get mine to touch coleslaw.
No. Oh, no. There's too many things mixed up in there.
I know.
Randy.
True. I really like it.
I love
it. Oh, my baked potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, no.
We don't eat baked
potatoes. Smells slimy. That is the one meal everyone in my family eats. Yes. So just cut up. Molly will have butter.
Yay.
Or bacon bits. I mean, they'll eat anything with bacon, right? So cheese. It's all white with a sprinkling of bacon.
That's okay though.
Yeah.
It's a good carb meal.
Yeah, it's a good meal. Just in the oven, hot for ages, done.
Yes.
Anyway.
No, we don't. Well, the only meal we all eat is baked beans on toast.
Oh, yeah. Yum. I love
it. We had it last night.
Ah.
I was like, easy. There you go. We're all eating happily.
Oh, look at us.
Yes, look at our family
look
success.
A family of seven. We're all having baked beans on toast. We should have that Christmas lunch.
And Buzz and Woody are so happy because they come out, what's for dinner? Baked beans.
Yes. I love that feeling.
And you can feel the relief through the whole table.
Yes,
no
great.
No one's fighting
We're
tonight.
We're not going to fight. That's how I feel about baked potatoes.
Yeah.
It's a winner. No
Yay.
One's complaining.
Yeah, beautiful.
I wanted to say too that we, back in 2007-ish.
Yep.
Some of you will remember the show Yo Gabba Gabba.
I love Yo Gabba Gabba.
And you can find it if you're from Canada.
Yeah.
Shout out. and I love Anna Green Gables.
Oh,
but anyway.
Yeah.
And so there was a song called There's a Party in Your Tummy. Right. I'm going to try and find it. And it just basically has a plate of veggies. It's got a chicken nugget, piece of cheese, some beans and a carrot, and the puppet comes over and says, yeah, I'm going to eat today or something like that, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to put the cheese in my mouth and then there's a party in my tummy. Is there a party in your tummy? There's a party in my tummy. And then he eats the chicken nugget.
Yep.
And so then the puppet leaves the carrots and the beans and they start crying, Why won't he eat us? We want to go to the party.
And I just so love it.
No, so he comes over, he eats them, and then he's like, and there's a party in my tummy. And so I started singing that to them. I made them watch it.
Yeah.
And I'd say, we've got to put the food in our mouth so they can go to the party.
Yeah.
And it helped.
Yeah.
Just, you know, for a couple of times.
Yeah,
so
well,
find it.
Yeah.
It's a great little clip.
Yeah.
And, you know, tell me if there's something on Peppa or Bluey or whatever
something
show you're watching at the moment.
Does
just
food.
Let us know the food episodes.
Yeah.
Let's put them, we'll put them on our Facebook page and
ranked.
Put them all there, right? And
yes.
then you've got a useful place. You've got a tool.
Yes. We've got the food tool.
Yeah, we've got the food tool. So sometimes just not our voices saying stuff is helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think they see it and go, oh, other kids mustn't
yes.
eat. Okay. And then they did eat. Okay.
Yeah. Helpful.
You know,
sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
You want to go to the party? I'm having a party in my tummy every day. I had
one
today.
A few too many parties in there.
So many parties. Is it your turn to? Oh, I'll read. My daughter was diagnosed with ARFID also.
Mm.
It's so painfully frustrating. Started around 2 years old. She's now 11. Not sure how she grows and heading into her teenage years. I'm very worried she isn't getting the correct nutrition, but don't want to push it into a body image eating disorder. However, I'm cooking 3 to 5 variety of dinners each night to cater for my family of 5. Hubby is very fussy too.
We'll just leave that there with the hubby, but the children.
I have one of them too. Yep. That's a lot. Three different meals. Yeah. And some nights I do that happily.
So do I. Yep.
And I'm like, okay, well, I know you really don't like risotto.
Yeah.
Miss 8, if you're ever listening. What's to not like? You know, so I said to her, you can have eggs on toast. Great.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we all enjoy that.
Yep. Yep.
So sometimes I'm all right with it. Other times I'm enraged.
Yeah, that's right. And I think if you're doing it every night, you're more likely to be enraged. And luckily for me, and I'm very lucky, the other children and my husband will go, all right, baked beans, yay. Like they won't say, what?
Yeah. Great.
This is not what we want.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I get that cooking 3 meals or 5 meals
is
really
a lot.
Hard.
Yeah. And for someone that mum before who said she's making a fresh meal every day for her son, well, that's the way it is.
Yeah. And you just want to get fish and chips.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so I get
it's
that.
Not fair.
I really, yeah. It's funny because we eat a lot of chips.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't love hot chips?
Come on. That's God's gift to the world, hot chips. Oh. That's why seagulls know.
Seagulls
you don't see them
know.
Having risotto, do you? But they are hot chips.
True.
So
it's my go-to.
Oh, it's a comfort food.
Yeah, it really is. And if you're American, maybe like French fries. We think about it like an English way, the sort of fatter potato and batter, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, in that paper bag. Oh, so happy.
So happy.
That reminded me of when the girls had their surgery.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about this one day.
Yep.
They both had orthopedic surgery on the same day. So we were at the Royal Children's here in Melbourne. And after everything was done, said and done, and they were quiet, I went straight down to the McDonald's. Got myself that cheeseburger meal and I just did not care less. I just ate that with – I just need this crazy, ridiculous, empty, soothing food.
Oh, yeah. And then you got to think sometimes that must be what it's like for our kids. And I know we roll our own eyes and we judge ourselves, but life is tougher for them than it is for me. You know, I am
– It is.
I suppose the older I get, I'm a bit outspoken and I can be a tiny bit articulate and they can't they struggle.
Yeah.
But they can have nuggets.
Yes, they can.
And, you know, we're about the nuggets here at 2Ps and they're life-saving.
Yes, thank goodness.
So when
you know the debate about having McDonald's at children's hospitals, unless you've been there and been able to give them some food they haven't eaten for 3 days.
No.
We don't want to talk to you.
No, we don't. No.
Even, look, I don't care if it's not McDonald's, but as long as there's something to have nuggets and hot chips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got to have that option there.
Yeah, you do.
And there's better options now. And once I do my comfort food for a day, then I'm finding the salads.
Of course. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm there for a week, I'm finding the salads, I'm running out of them. I don't want that anymore.
No one. I was going to say no one, but I think I know 2 people that would happily eat Macca's
every day. Well, true. But, and, you know, I've used thick shakes to then get laxatives in so that we can get the poo out so we can leave.
Oh.
You know, ice creams, you name it.
Yeah, and
just do whatever it takes.
Yeah, if you're in the hospital, then you've given up a lot of control of your life.
Really?
And if you want to have a cheeseburger or some French fries, yeah, good.
It's one thing you can do.
Yeah. Come on. Don't judge people.
And, you know, depending on the wards, like we've got a brand new hospital here in Melbourne. Maybe it's 5 years old. Maybe, because the new hospital opened the week after the girls had their surgery.
Right.
So we were in the last week.
That's right.
Just letting you know. So was that 2011?
Yep.
2010. 2011.
Yep.
So some of the wards, you'll have your own sort of ensuite and you can store some of your food.
Some
of them you don't.
Yep.
And you're on a shared one with the whole fridge sharing. Gosh, tricky.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can, you know, you can bring your food in from home. That makes a difference.
Yes.
Hospital food's terrible.
Yeah, and the children already don't like eating. And then they've got to have this. Yeah,
that's right.
So God I'll be bless like, Macca's there.
That's right. And people, family members bring in food or, whatever she would eat at the time.
Yeah.
Amelia said, I picked up a $15 Target waffle maker on Kate's recommendation after last week's episode.
I hope that it goes down well. I'm sorry if it didn't work.
I need to get one too. Yeah, we will have to ask her.
Yeah. Let us know, Amelia, how the waffle maker works.
And I must have written in this message about how my Molly, you know, doesn't like a lot of things, but geez, she loves a drink of tuna juice. From the can.
That's amazing.
It's just
how did she start
I don't know. I don't know how she started drinking it. And it's just the most revolting thing you've ever seen.
Oh.
I don't know. Bonnie must have been craving tuna juice. But, you know, these random things. So, I won't eat this, but I really like that.
Yeah.
Right? And just no in-betweens, really.
And
weird
I
stuff.
Think
not weird.
And you can love stuff for 2 weeks and then – I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
What? I've just went and bought 3,000 of those and now you hate it? So we feel you.
Oh, yeah. We've stocked up on many, many things that have never been eaten again.
Never, never.
Yep. So, just in that hope. Oh, this is going to be great.
I know.
Okay, she's going to have porridge like for breakfast?
Yes.
What?
Wow, look at us normal people having porridge.
It's going to sustain her for a whole day. Are you kidding me?
Low GI food.
Oh, wow. Nah. Milk smells.
Yeah. It's hot. Yes, it's hot. That's right. You had it yesterday.
And I have to say,
Goldilocks?
Once we moved her to the special school, she got really obsessed with use-by dates.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So once I came out and she was like, look, 2 litres of milk going down. And it was just like due the next day. And I was like, just talk to me before you down a whole 2 litre of milk. I know this is great learning. So when I went back to their parent-teacher interview, I said, I just want to let the home craft teacher know she's doing a great job.
Yes, she really is. We've got no milk.
No, we've got no milk.
But perfect.
You know when you just hear
it makes the noise,
like for a long time and I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? Oh, dear me.
Oh, that's amazing.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When there is lots going on, we just pick which of the battle is the most important at the time.
Yeah.
Big bummer about no fruit. This person's child only eats strawberries and a grape here or there. And once, ate a green kiwi, but yeah. never again.
Yeah.
Oh, I think, yeah.
So
we really go through phases of you'll eat things and you think, oh, we're going to do this. Fruit is not our friend. I don't know why. I think it's very
texture.
Weird textures.
Yeah, lots of texture.
Because we definitely can get more vegetables in.
Yes, I agree.
But
fruit. No bananas. Don't even get me started. But you know what also did not help us? Is the cyclone of 2005.
Yes, that was we were
no
born
bananas.
In banana. No banana year.
Yeah, so if you've got kids who were born in 2005 in Australia, you will know exactly what we're talking about. There was no bananas.
Or well, they were. They were $15 a banana.
So they didn't grow up having them.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have mattered because she still probably wouldn't have liked them.
No, we don't.
But she'll eat strawberries occasionally and maybe she will eat blueberries.
Yeah, good.
But, you know, not if one's slightly squashed.
No.
She'll say mold.
Mold. And it's got to be perfect. There's a mark on that.
I know.
Therefore, I can't eat the whole punnet.
No, won't even touch it.
No.
Yep. So it's like if she agrees straight away, I know we're in.
Yeah.
Straight away, it's like, meh, push it away.
Yeah,
okay, we're out.
Yeah, it's. We eat apples.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Great.
Apples, that's our fruit.
Great.
And I know
she doesn't eat any fruit.
People judge that.
Oh,
and
that's nothing to judge.
But I think, you know what, there's sugar in fruit. I just don't care.
Apples are great. They're good for their teeth. Yeah. You know.
We eat apples. You know, we eat broccoli.
Yes.
And
Molly loves broccoli.
Carrot.
Yep.
Sometimes beans, sometimes.
Yeah.
That's about it. But I think, we went through a list once with the pediatrician and he was like, once you get to 10 foods, you can count yourself lucky.
All right.
And I thought, right, Kate.
Well, that just goes to show that he sees.
People that have one food.
Yes,
he said people that only eat rice crackers.
Okay.
I mean, I think our preferred diet would be rice crackers, up and
wraps.
Go, chips and chocolate.
Yep. Oh, yeah, up and goes. Saved your life.
Up. And goes, people, do you get around the up and goes or is it just us? Because we keep Sanitarium going and
that is
no lie.
Oh, I did until one day she didn't like them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think we've had up and goes, I reckon, every day since they were about 4.
Yeah, awesome.
So they turned 14 on Friday.
That's a lot. That's 10 years of up and goes.
Daily. And we've been overseas in that time, half a suitcase of up and goes. It's really funny because Scholarship sent a photo through to our family group. Look at this. It's the twins' idea of heaven and I'll put it up on our socials, but it's a whole fridge of up and goes. It's like, yes, that is just like heaven on a stick. So thank you, Sanitarium. You've actually kept my children alive.
Do they have different flavours or you only have chocolate?
Go through phases.
Okay, right.
So we'll have
phase.
Strawberry for a year and then – don't like it.
Yep.
So at the moment there's an iced coffee with added protein.
Oh, great.
So that's going down a treat.
Oh,
They've put protein in, added protein.
Oh, smart.
So, yes, amazing.
Helpful.
So thank you for that.
Helpful, helpful.
Yeah, so we just.
Well, there's probably lots of children, adults, up in their calories for whatever reasons.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, there's so many. food, so limiting. My daughter was a food refuser. A bit better now. Some meat, minimal veg, like 2, but no fruit. Dietitians have given up. You feel like a crappy mum and oh, the judgment from others.
Mm.
Oh, so
it
much
is,
judgment.
I think.
Or maybe, I don't know.
We judge ourselves too.
Yes.
People do judge. I've heard people talking about it behind my back accidentally once.
Right.
I walked into a group and they didn't realise I were there and they were like, well, what are the twins going to eat?
You know, that's a nuisance.
Yeah, it's a nuisance. And I just thought, well, nothing, like always. So why do you even care?
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
And then people do care that they don't eat. And my brother, we go away with my brother and his wife and their 2 kids all the time. And their kids, amazing eaters. Anyway, Buzz and Woody used to eat margarita pizzas but take the topping off. Yeah. So
gross.
Really.
Take the topping off margaritas.
Yeah, so it was just the base with a skerrick of red.
That's really funny.
Anyway.
Not a whiff of basil.
No.
Not
green.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Anyway, my brother, he said to the mum, well, what do you reckon's going to happen to you if you actually eat that? Anyway, when we got home and we ordered Pete, so they actually tried it and they ate it and then they rang him up and are like, we ate a pizza.
Oh,
and so now we would make little English muffins. We cut them in half and put vegetarian sausages because we're vegetarian for reasons that we won't go into, and cheese and tomato paste.
Great.
And boom, they love it. Oh, it's one of their favourite dinners.
So good. And if he hadn't have just taken some time
and just
to get to their level about it, that might not have ever happened.
And the other thing he told them, which is very amazing, and some of you might not like this, he said to them, if you don't eat, you don't shit, and if you don't shit, you die.
There's no mincing your words.
There's no mincing your words, and they love it.
Yeah,
it's actually true.
It's lighthearted. Yeah. It's not putting pressure on them.
No.
It's a great joke.
It is, and it's actually true.
It is.
So, yeah, they.
It is true.
And it's got swearing in it. So
yeah,
awesome.
They love it.
Yeah.
But our version was my husband would say, "You've got, what do you need to live, Molly?" And so they would say it together. You need to eat, you need to drink water, and you need to sleep. They're the three things you need to concentrate on.
Yeah.
So we will get to that sometimes, and we'll just be like, okay, what are the three things?
Yeah.
Eat, drink water, sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not
that helped
hard.
Just to do break that down into something very, very basic.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Yeah.
It's,
So we still say that.
Yeah.
She's 14.
Yeah.
I saw a video of that guy, Lad Baby, you know him, he's English, who got his child to eat gravy by putting it in a fondue fountain and dipping every kind of food into it. Whatever works. We don't really have any food issues here, just regulating the food with Mr. 12-year-old ASD. He's either gorging or forgetting to eat.
Yes.
And see, that's probably something too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's a different thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of these things.
Is there a syndrome where children can't stop eating?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Which the name is, I will remember it, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes. Yep.
But you have to, like, your fridge will be locked. And, because when I used to work in community housing with people with intellectual disabilities, we had some people and everything had to be locked.
Yeah, and that would be so stressful. Imagine having your food locked.
Yeah.
And how do your other kid access their food? And yes, that must be really, really tricky.
This pee mum I loved, and she was like, I know you're probably done recording. Damn time zones. Not.
Actually not.
We were. The universe has allowed your comment to sneak
in.
But if one more person says to me they'll eat when they're hungry or they won't starve, I may just stab them in the eye with a sausage. We've had much improvement in variety over the years, but as we head into the teen years, I seriously worry about body image and anorexia on top of the usual worries. And someone else said that too.
Yeah, huge worry.
Huge worry. And we've like had the opposite of that where when the boys were in junior school, kids were teasing them for being too skinny, and a little boy actually said to them, well, what's your BMI? It must be ridiculously low, and you can't even be healthy. You can't be healthy. And they, of course, didn't even know what BMI was.
What child asks about BMI? That is terrible. That is from the parents.
It is from the parents. And then you think,
oh, my God,
your parents
talking
are talking about us.
Yeah.
And it makes it really hard to just smile and wave. I always think of those penguins in
Madagascar.
Smile and wave, people.
Smile and wave.
And I think that's who I was. Just keep swimming, smile and wave. But it's really hard. And I know, I've read enough self-help books to not really resent those people.
Yeah, really.
I just think you spoke about my children like that.
Yeah.
To your children.
Yeah.
Like I do a lot of crappy things, but I definitely don't do that.
No.
I'm not going to talk about
other
kids. Other
children.
No.
So,
and that was extremely hurtful for my boys. Like they cried and cried and cried. And they, even to this day, they hate swimming. Now, we've got a pool in our backyard. It's a bit of a crappy one, but we've got one. Don't mind that, but they do not like swimming in front of people because they're like, everyone's going to say we're too skinny. And, I'm like, well, I try and tell them that people don't care. But people do care.
Yeah.
And people comment
all the time. When Molly had her orthopedic surgery when she was 6, she lost so much weight.
Yeah.
And I look at her in the shower, so skinny, and it was just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. It's really
thinking,
hard.
How can your child get to that point?
And how do you get weight back on?
And impossible because of her CP, her cerebral palsy, burning much more calories than you or I. It just felt like this big mountain I was not going to be able to climb.
Yeah, well, it is a really big mountain.
So, terrible.
It is terrible. And I know, like, for my boys, they actually got teased a lot about being really skinny, so they're really conscious of being really skinny. Yes. Like they have real issues with their weight. And it's funny, people just throw it around all the time. They're just like, well, you're skinny, well, you're skinny, well, yes, you're skinny. Yes. And I think I actually my one of my besties, Rachel, is very thin.
Right.
Healthy weight, yeah. But just thin. And yeah. She said people have thrown at her whole life.
Really?
Like criticised her for it.
Yes.
You know, and she's like, well, this is who
it's
I am.
Just the way it is.
You know, and sometimes it is just the way you
yes,
are. And of
that's
course,
right.
I told her she's had her heaven here on earth, so she goes straight to hell.
She really has. She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. But for like little children, it can be really soul destroying. And so we had this time at school when a group of boys like got my two and sort of bailed them up and said, you know, you're so thin. What's wrong with you? Your BMI must be really unhealthy. Oh. It's unhealthy to be a high BMI and it's healthy to be a really low BMI. And this one child said to them, it's worse to be really skinny than it is to be overweight.
What?
And so I said to them, no, actually, boys, I'm much more unhealthy as a person that's overweight. My body has to struggle to do what it's doing. Yours doesn't, you know. And I'm trying to not then make them think that children who are overweight.
You don't want them
you know,
to go and say that
no,
either in
that's
an impulsive
right, because
moment.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my Molly would be like, you're fat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And so you don't want that. And yep. I think hopefully maybe we try and get that through to them because how do you feel when people say that to
that's
you?
That's right, exactly.
But also, they're children. They'll say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But they were just shattered.
Oh, that's
you know,
just horrid.
Horrid, horrid.
Okay.
And children say mean things without meaning it, but
yeah.
I feel like this was intentional.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like they had heard stuff
yeah,
from adults.
Surely.
And they were repeating it.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I said to Mandy before, it's really hard to not resent the parents.
Yeah.
Because I think you
yeah,
said
what do you know?
That to your child and
yeah.
you don't know the battles that I have
no.
daily. And don't be so damn judgy.
No.
Come on, back off, people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to you if my child is thin, average weight, above weight.
It's got nothing to do
nothing
with you.
Nothing to do with you. You don't see us at night. Why do you care? So
no,
I don't
because,
know. But
yeah,
I
people are judgmental.
People are judgmental. And as I've said, we're judging ourselves enough.
Yeah, really.
And
every single day, like yeah, three or four times a day.
Yeah, we are.
And the last comment was from a beautiful mum who said her daughter's solely tube fed here, so nothing to add except to say that food aversions and difficulties you are all mentioning sound so hard. Keep up the great work, mummers. Wasn't that kind to give us
beautiful
encouragement? And then I said, well, I'm sure tube feeding has its own complications, but
yes.
thank you for encouraging us.
Yes.
And she said, yes, it does. She would love to eat.
Yes. Yeah, I just, yeah.
Not fair.
No, it's really, really not fair.
No, nothing is, it's just
no.
my line for everything in life.
Yeah, I remember my dad told me that from when I was a really little girl. I'd be like, that's not fair. He's like, no.
Nothing's fair.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you agreed with me.
Yeah,
not
fair.
Fair.
That's
yeah.
okay to acknowledge that.
It goes
and
a long
I say
way,
that
actually.
To my
yeah.
boys. Well, it's not fair that I'm like, no, it's not. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, acknowledgement.
Someone heard us.
It works.
So.
We forgot to talk about.
Oh, yes.
How we were taking – you tell this story.
So, well, it's what made me laugh.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, so we've got what made me laugh, what made me cry, what made a difference, whatever. So what
sorry,
made
I jumped
me,
the gun.
No, that's all right. What made me really laugh this week was my number one daughter. I was saying how we've got all these people that are like, I've never listened to a podcast before.
Yeah, come on.
This is my first podcast. And she goes, Mom, you took their podginity. I laugh for
she
a long time.
She needs to make a meme.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, right? We're just putting it to work.
A podginity meme.
A podginity meme. And we'll just give it to people. Like post
every
a picture and
then
some new person comes.
Yep.
That
yep.
is so funny.
So, yeah, and I said to Mandy, and it wasn't very messy or anything.
I know,
like it was really
yeah,
clean,
not painful.
Not painful. No baggage or anything.
Get up, off we go.
Yeah.
Didn't have to talk.
No.
Oh, well, we did.
Yeah, they don't. They just have to listen.
Oh, that's too funny.
So, yeah, that was what made me laugh this week. So what made you laugh?
Oh, today. Oh, my gosh. I went to the IGA, the Independent Grocer,
yeah,
the local one.
Of course.
And I bumped into a dad from our school. Now, if I said the name, everyone from my school would go, oh, got it. But I was really polite and
yes.
I hadn't seen him for a little while and he looked at me and then he patted his stomach and said, oh, "Oh, congratulations." And I was like, "Oh my God, he thinks I'm pregnant." I'm not.
No, and you and don't
then
look pregnant.
I just kind of kept talking. And then he goes, and he looked at me and he's like, "So are you feeling well?" And I just said, "Yes." How am I going to get out of here? And just, I know I've put on weight. I know I have. I mean, everybody knows, but honestly.
You do not look pregnant.
And then I'm at the cash register and I'm laughing to myself. And I'm like, I just don't know whether to just laugh so hard or be mortified. Yeah. So I've just chosen laughter.
Yeah, choose laughter.
Because who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's hilarious.
I'm so overweight.
I'm surprised people say that anymore.
I know, but. I was just, and then I came home and told Millie, and she was outraged. She goes, "Did you tell him I am not pregnant and you do not ask that?" Just the boldness of 14-year-olds these days.
Yes.
As well as being her.
Yeah.
I said, "No," because I was just so shocked. And I was, you know, my gosh.
Anyway.
It really did make me laugh.
He'll see you in a couple of years and go,
"How's the baby?" Never was one. Food baby. It was a food baby. That's what Molly calls it sometimes.
Yeah.
If she's got a tiny little blip in her tummy, she'll go, "I've got a food baby." So that made me laugh a lot.
Did anything make a difference?
Yep. So Saturday I was a part of the Spectrum Journeys conference.
Yeah, beautiful.
So Spectrum Journeys here is an autism non-for-profit. And Kate, who started it, is doing a tremendous job. And
amazing.
It's out here in the eastern suburbs. I mean, she takes it around, but I think basically she is from out here.
Yep.
So to have a conference in this part of Melbourne.
Yeah.
With local therapists.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I really regret not going.
Yeah, and I had a stand there with my work. So I was selling my essential oil sleep mists and my meltdown mist. So, but the talk I went to in the morning was run by Charlinda, who's an OT.
Yeah.
And I think her business is called Ready, Steady, Grow.
Okay.
And she does private work.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she was talking about executive functioning.
Yes, thank you.
And so I was sending screenshots to Kate because
amazing.
It was just
– It
opened
amazing.
So many tabs in my brain.
Yeah, I just
brain.
Keep thinking about it.
And because I haven't been to any autism-specific stuff because our diagnosis is cerebral palsy and intellectual disability, but if – you know.
Anyway, yeah.
There's flicks of it everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So I hadn't actually sat down and thought,
yes.
I'm actually in this world too
yes,
because
yes.
I can't cop another diagnosis.
No.
So rightly or wrongly.
Yeah.
The main point that jumped out, which she said quite a lot of people came up to her afterwards, was that she said in our kids that have executive functioning difficulties, we need to be their frontal lobe for them. So the front of the brain.
Amazing.
The organizing.
Yeah.
If that's crudely.
Yeah.
Then we need to step in and be the frontal lobe for them. And I was like, that is what I have been doing.
Same. And I just felt so vindicated. And
really?
Like, this is what I do, but I didn't know how to say that to people.
And this is what you are doing, Kate.
And
so you
I
can
just,
say I'm being their frontal lobe.
Yeah, I've just thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And I'm like, yes.
I want you to meet her and have a one-on-one consultation with her.
I'm going to find her.
I really because I think she's kind. She's got four boys.
Yep.
She's experienced
yep.
and she's lovely as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, all the things.
All the things. So she's a great combination. And so it was lovely to spend a day there. I'm getting to know all the stall holders. We're all going to some of the similar things together. So they're becoming really lovely friends. And
gorgeous.
Mostly everyone's got either a child with a disability or they're in the field.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was a great day.
Yeah.
It made a difference to me. Yeah.
Yeah, and it made a difference to me and I didn't even go.
Yeah, well, that's right. I sent it to another friend whose little boy has some trickiness too.
Yeah, and it was just – it was amazing. So thank you, Spectrum Journeys.
Yeah, well done.
And yeah, what a great
They
great
had a
thing.
Massive weekend because then they went into the Vixens netball game because there is a netballer who's got twins and the boy has been diagnosed with autism.
Yep.
And Renee Ingalls, I think her name is.
Okay, yep.
And so you can look her up and they're just doing this amazing work now in the autism world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I'd love to talk to her because she's one of us and peas with the twins.
Come on. Yeah, amazing. Well, that was – I didn't go, but it looked incredible and I will go next year.
Yep.
So the thing that made a difference in my life, as you know, I'm a football AFL tragic – not actually a player, which might surprise you. Just an attender.
There is
and
a women's
barracker.
League now, Kate.
There is a women's league. I don't know where 47-year-old people can.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You never
and
know.
That's
walking
really the
football,
only
like there's walking netball.
Yeah.
I really want to try it.
Walking netball
next door to your house.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Walking Wouldn't netball. You want to do it?
Yeah, no. I'll do it.
No knees.
I love netball.
Oh, me too, but I cannot run. I'll wet my pants. Sorry to hijack, but yeah. We could get a two-piece team to do walking netball.
I'm down for walking
netball.
Okay,
well, let's get on to it.
All right, we'll get on to that.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
But I went to the football on Saturday night and it was a St Kilda home game. St Kilda's my team. I'm the first to acknowledge that football is rife with problems. I don't know if you've watched the Adam Goods documentary, but watch it.
Yep.
I watched it with scholarship. It just makes you cry. Yeah. And you're just like, God, we've got a lot. I feel like they are actually elephants. What are they doing up there?
I think they want to join in the podcast.
This is what happens when you have to re-record and you haven't got the family ready.
Yes. It's okay, Kate. It's okay.
Anyway, so St Kilda Football Club are very inclusive. So we do the Pride game. Mm. And we do.
Yeah, they're cutting edge.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they are in a white men's kind of straight white men's world.
Yes, which is.
They are a little bit. You know, thinking a little bit.
Yeah, they're more into diversity. Yeah. And so at our games, whenever people are talking like pre-games or at quarter time or half time, they have all the words up on the screen and a sign language interpreter.
Yeah, fab.
Yeah, it is fab, you know. But what they've also done is introduced a quiet room. So I'll read the press release. It's really amazing. In an AFL first, kids with autism can now attend football matches at Marvel Stadium thanks to a new initiative from St Kilda Football Club and AMAZE, an autism awareness and education organisation. The quiet room is designed to reduce the sensory overload that people with autism experience, like screaming fans, crowd noise, sirens and loud music. And there's a lot of that. Fiona Sharkey, CEO AMAZE, says the normal behaviour of fans enjoying the football at stadiums can be too much for kids with autism. Food odours can be overbearing, a hot pie, someone spilling their beer,
or
fans doing a lot of repetitive arm waving.
Yes. Now, chanting.
Yes. Now with the quiet
smoke.
Room, they can, well, that's outside.
This is less smoking now. Yep.
Yeah, but it still wafts in.
Yeah, interesting.
Now with the quiet room, they can come to games, deregulate in the quiet room, then return to the stadium or stay and watch the game in the room.
Yeah,
the room
that's
has
amazing.
Bean bags and pillows, big screen TV, dim lights, and no external light.
Great.
Plus St Kilda are providing headphones and football-shaped stress balls that children can decorate and use.
Terrific.
AFL Inclusion Team, so I don't know who AFL Inclusion Team is, but I need to find out about them, is hoping all teams will be providing calming rooms by 2022. Autism-friendly environments are the ramps and rails for autistic people and others with a non-physical disability, Sharkey said. So I want to say to you, if you've ever wanted to go to the football and you think we can't do it,
you can go to a St Kilda home game.
Yeah, at Marvel Stadium.
The AFL National Inclusion Carnival is an annual representative carnival for male athletes with an intellectual disability.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I'll find out more about
from the
that.
Ringwood Spiders.
Yeah.
Probably.
So you can go. Your family can move in and out of the room or you can stay in the room and then you can feel like you did something that other people do on the weekend. So,
yes.
Thank you, St Kilda. Thank you, Marvel Stadium. So that did make a difference in our life.
Because that can be a divide and conquer thing. All right, I'll stay home with the child with a disability. You take the other kids.
Yep.
Then the other kids don't get family time. Yeah.
So,
it's hopeful.
It's hopeful.
Yeah.
So, it's good. And they play a video about it. At the start of every game. Oh, so it's sort of in
so
people's.
You know.
We're aware of this. We can tell people or we can attend. So I like it.
Even at Spectrum Journeys when I went to the toilets, they had signs up saying, please be aware that the heaters, the hand dryers.
Yes.
So please be sensitive of the people around you that might not like the hand dryers.
Yeah.
I was like, what a great idea. That would make my Molly with her hands over her ears, those hand dryers are whoosh.
We spend a lot of time with our hands over our ears. Ironic because we also make a lot of noise.
Where was that meme that said the loudest person in the family is like often the kid with the disability is often the loudest person in the family?
Yep.
The person with the noise sensitivity is the loudest person in the family. That,
that
is the
so truth.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
True. So did anything make you cry this week, Maggie?
Yes. So if you are on Netflix, I want you to go, if you've got some time, and I want you to watch the show called When They See Us.
Yep.
I just had some time last week. And I'd listened to the podcast on Oprah Super Soul, whatever it's called.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm intrigued by this story.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went and found it, and it was five African-American teenagers, 14, yeah. 15, 16-year-olds okay. in New York yeah. in the 80s, and they were framed for a crime they didn't do.
Wow.
Was for a rape and an attempted murder of a woman in Central Park.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. They were there. They were in a big gang of boys just being silly.
Yeah, but they didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gut-wrenching.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And they're alive now. You can. I'm following them all on Instagram.
Yep.
And Oprah, there is a you can see the podcast is on Netflix, so you can watch
right.
them. You can
okay.
see them.
Yep, yep.
So it's harrowing, and yep. I think everybody needs to watch this.
Yeah.
And as I'm saying, I'm watching the last episodes of Orange is the New Black, and I've just loved this show so much, and I'm so sad I can't – I'm too scared to watch the
yeah,
last
yeah.
one.
Yeah, it's like I'm saying goodbye to a friend. Yeah.
Yes, it's been seven seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so that made me cry. And then also my uncle died last
yeah.
week, so his funeral's on Friday. So I was
yep.
sad. I was sad for my mum and my cousins.
Yeah,
and
it's just
– yeah, and the funeral yep. will be sad this week. But he
sad.
Was
very sad.
Very loved man. And
yep.
if any of you lived in Kyabram or Shepparton in
yep.
the 80s, my Uncle David Allsop used to have the puppet Sam, and it must have been local TV.
Okay.
And so Sam, the puppet, would go around to places.
Cool.
And so whenever we went up there, we would see, he'd get Sam out and we'd be like, Sam the puppet. So if you lived up there then, maybe Shaz might know him.
Oh,
I don't
maybe.
Know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that will be sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
any death.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really, really sad. And
yeah.
just sad to see people in pain.
Yeah, it is.
Hard.
Yeah.
So what made me cry this week was a beautiful text that we got from one of our listeners. So this is my friend Mandy, who I think has given us feedback every week.
Yes, gorgeous.
And she said, so emotional today listening to the podcast. I knew it was hard but still didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And just listening to the raw grief and extreme tiredness. And yes, it was Wednesdays because I said in
no,
the podcast.
Yeah.
I think
what
she came Wednesdays.
Got... Yeah.
I was happy to help you and be a part, although small, of your twin journey. And I was there at their first birthday, and I remember you quoted from The Divine Robbie Williams by saying, you think that I'm strong, you're wrong.
Mm.
Well, at the time I thought you were wrong, and I do even more today. You're incredibly strong, one of the strongest people I know. You're a wonderful mother and beautiful person. Mm. I love you.
Oh.
So, of course, buckets.
Oh,
buckets.
Kindness.
Kindness.
Oh. And longevity in friendship.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yep. And I think... listen to that Robbie Williams song, Strong,
yeah.
and it will really resonate.
Yeah.
And you'll go, yeah, I'm not strong, but everyone thinks I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, Mandy. And that's our beautiful segue to our
thank yous.
Listener thank yous and feedback.
Let's start with Arca.
Yeah,
hi, Mandy. Listened again. It's one of my favourite podcasts now.
Woo-hoo.
I went for an extra walk with the dog last night just so I could listen in peace while the rest of the family were watching footy. Definitely an emotional episode. This is talking about their first year
yes.
and the my diagnosis.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing what you girls do. Listeners from all over the world, you're helping people feel understood and perhaps less alone, laughing along the way. Therapy for you and others. I don't know what else to say. Keep going. I reckon you're growing an amazing support network for many others in the P2 tribe.
Aww.
Maybe start thinking promoting outside of social media. Make flyers, distribute to maternal and child health nurses, hospitals, and special needs schools to spread the word. Maybe the local newspaper. I mean, they had a front page news about the bumpy railway crossing in our area. telling about your podcast is way more interesting. Love, love, love it. And so I said, well, at the conference, I was subscribing people on their phones. So welcome if you're one of them.
Yes,
I was
welcome.
Like, do you have an iPhone? Yeah, I do. Oh, well, here you go. There's a podcast app. I'll find it, but I'll subscribe. Listen from the start. There you go.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, I just printed out a little picture, stuck it on the table, and I just thought, here we go. These are
thanks,
my people.
Thanks, Aka. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank
we should
you.
Say, I think we're up to about 2,300.
Yes.
So woohoo.
Yeah.
Thank. That's a lot of people
that's
to listen
people.
To us just
waffle
on.
Again and again.
So another feedback that we got was from Kim, and she's only just started listening. And she said, oh, I love it so much. It's been so great to listen to you and Mandy. Seriously, I've been laughing out loud with the last two. So many funny and sad stories. You really have found another gift.
Ah.
I went to the tip today while listening to the podcast with Lisa. What a true friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lisa.
Yeah.
I just have to say a lot of fans.
Yes, a lot of fans.
Yeah, people love you for being authentic and a good friend.
We have got ideas for the future of bringing people together. So
we do, yes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
On Podbean, my friend Andrea said, I've been thinking about what to write after this one. I was so incredibly sad hearing for the first time what you went through that first year, Mandy. I wish I was a better friend to you in those early days. I didn't know what to say or what to do. And being so scared to say the wrong thing, I thought it was best to leave you alone to grieve. I'm so sorry. You are so brave to share this with the world. You are helping so many people who may be going through a similar experience and also helping those who are friends of those going through a similar experience. You're amazing. Thank you.
Aww,
and I just wrote back to her and said, you brought tears to my eyes, such kind words. It was hard to tell my story. And I was pretty hit by a truck the next day. And I didn't think that would happen again. I feel like I'm seasoned. But I was pretty, I was just
it was an emotional.
That heaviness all the next day, like after going to counselling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was nicer being here than counselling. I said, no one knows what to do in these situations. We're all just surviving.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Also I acknowledge that I pushed people away too. And I also called people on saying stuff. So people probably were scared.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? Because she's just going to snap my neck, you know, head off.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was days where I was like that.
Yeah.
And there was other days where I was just crying all the time or you just probably didn't know what you were getting.
No, that's right. And they're still your friends, so.
Yeah, you know, we made it.
You did make
it.
So, we got another friend. I won't mention her name, but she is going to come on and do an episode. So we'll try and get other peas in as often as we can.
Yeah.
This was the first podcast of yours which made me cry hard.
Mm.
It's brought up feelings of sadness and jealousy and resentment as well.
Yeah.
As much as I was married and when I had the girls, their dad worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week from the moment I brought them home. He now admits he was avoiding his home life. I had no family support and my friends were not like yours. Maybe I put the fake it till you make it facade on too well so they didn't know I was struggling. I had no one. This is not a pity party, but gosh, it made me realise, how did I get through it?
I don't know.
Through migraines and vomiting, me and them, running out of formula and your husband is at the pub, having to call an ambulance because your baby passed out and stopped breathing and your husband got dropped off drunk from the pub again. That feeling of isolation, extreme tiredness, helplessness, grief. It hasn't gone, but they're alive and so am I. And respect to you.
Really.
Really, really respect.
We don't know that story.
We don't. The main difference now is that I know there is strength in asking for help.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping me work through my issues. More free therapy.
Yeah. We're glad anytime.
Yeah, we are.
We can't wait to have you in.
No, you'll be in.
I listened while weeding the garden and laughed, cried and related so much as it took me back to my story and time, the days after diagnosis. Oh, and that double pram in the shops and the people stopping and touching. One lady stopped to ask me if, has anyone told me that they share a brain?
What does that even mean?
How can they share a brain?
How? They can't, they're two different people.
Conjoined twins.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Great it's just that silly
ridiculous
stuff people
say. They say stupid stuff all the time.
And also I got a gift in the mail.
Oh, yes, you did. And we put it up on our
We did.
On our Instagram and Facebook and it was so lovely. We ate it.
I ate it all the next day, don't you worry. It says, dear Mandy and Kate, thank you for enlightening us and sharing your world. Enjoy your munchies. She gave us some marvellous creations, Cadbury's. And thanks, Mandy, for your wonderful help recently. Much appreciated. Take care. Have a good day, Cara. She was a mum I worked with. She had premature twins.
Yeah.
And we had a session together talking about sleep. And then she just said, I don't want to be a stalker or anything, but could I please have your address? I'd love to send you something for you and Kate. And I said, sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
It's our first gift.
You. Yeah. I still
I know. It's really lovely.
And we got this beautiful one from Mara. Gosh, I laughed and cried so much with this one. I finished listening at nearly 1 a.m.
Wow, she's a night owl.
She is a night owl.
I am not a night owl.
Yeah. It almost felt like I was at one of our old Amber dinners.
Yeah.
That first year was hell, and I agree. I never thought I'd sleep again.
No.
That lady was so right about the first 4 years. I took up drinking from ages 2 to 4.
Yeah.
That was a whole new challenge again.
Yeah.
I know I struggled and I didn't have half the issues you amazing ladies had, so hats off to you for surviving and looking to me like you had it all together. Talk about fake it till you make it.
Oh, yeah, we can do it.
Aha moment about lying about their age. Why did I not do that? I will from now on, though, to save stupid comments I still get. I could rave about why and how much I love this one, but I'll stop and just say, keep them coming, you beautiful ladies.
Oh, it's nice to be told to keep
it's
doing
so
it, isn't
nice.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Mara.
Yeah.
I was listening to Oprah.
Yeah.
And I do love her.
Yeah.
And she had an episode where she was talking about Maya Angelou.
Yes,
and the life lessons.
Yes, yes.
Right? About when you know better, you do better.
Yep, yep.
So it's called The Best Relationship Advice.
Ah.
It's on the 29th of July. It's just the second one, like it's new. So if you look up Oprah's Super Soul Conversations, you'll find it.
Yep.
So, yeah, and she had a whole episode on looking, you know, back on guests she had.
Oh, wow.
That she had these guys from the KKK come in, like in the early days of Oprah, like skinheads saying black people are monkeys and all this stuff, and she handled it.
Yes.
And then they came back in like 10, 15 years later and they profoundly apologized.
Wow.
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, so
when you know better, you do better.
When you know better, you do better. And thank you to Tammy. You shared our little page. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That means a lot to us and it just means a lot that you're all listening.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, on Friday night, I FaceTime Kieran, who's in Ireland, who gets a lot of mentions. And he said, you've got to stop saying, I'm just a boy that worked with you.
Yeah.
I said, sorry, Kieran. So I thought I would tell you that Kieran's not just a boy that worked for me, that I love Kieran very much.
Yeah.
And he's one of my dear, dear friends. Kieran's mum is the beautiful Rebecca that, like, really supported me in the first few years of the boy's life, still one of my lovely friends.
Aww.
And actually the day that I found out that I was having the boys and that they probably weren't going to make it, she rang me just to talk about something and then I burst into tears and I ended up telling her, and an hour later she turned up at my house with lentil stew and just a big hug. And she had been through loss of herself with a child, a baby that was, I think, 19 weeks.
Yeah.
So she got that really, that feeling of despair.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then Kieran's beautiful dad had an inoperable brain tumor and he passed away 4 years ago, a year just before my father passed away. And different because Kieran was much younger.
Yeah.
I was lucky to have my dad for a lot longer, but we really bonded over that grief.
Yeah.
And where do we go with it? And we still just have lots of good crying sessions. He's a great crier.
Yeah, great.
Great. And he's just beautiful and I love him and he's not just a boy that works for me.
Yeah.
So, and I'm looking forward to him coming home.
Yeah.
And you can meet him.
Yeah, great. I can't wait.
Yeah, he's awesome. So, yeah.
My one last one from me. My friend Chris said, your pod kept me company on the packed train and in between home visits today. Pretty heavy at times. Hugs to you. You are amazing. Such bittersweet times.
You are amazing.
They really were. Well, no. I mean, I'm not reading that, so I feel good about that.
But no.
You know, we're all just making it.
And before we go, we just wanted to say that we've got a little giveaway. You may have seen it on our socials. So we've got these two very cute little cereal box brooches. I've got a denim jacket with heaps of little pins on them and brooches and I just love them. And we got a couple because if you, like us, have children that eat a lot of cereal, we thought you might like to wear that badge with pride.
Yes.
It's like being school captain.
Yeah.
So we've got two, and if you like message us or on Facebook or wherever and tell us some of your food stories,
you're in the running.
You're in the running to win a cute little brooch. So,
and we've got a little video we're going to pop up too.
We've got a couple. We've got some food vlogs for you this week.
Vlogs.
Okay, so maybe
they'll tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, ones that you can actually bear to watch.
Yeah.
Got some menu planning.
How to pack the lunchboxes.
And how to pack the lunchboxes.
Yeah.
So, we'll put those
we
up.
We laughed and some of the P alumni are in it.
Yes, they are. So get to see them.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've gone over. We're all like, we'll wrap this one in 45 minutes.
Oh,
I know it's an hour and a half.
We
sorry.
Still could have said heaps more. Like,
I feel like I've got another episode in
I know, but we didn't say anything technically like oral aversion and all those kinds of things, the prem stuff. So maybe we will do a take two.
Yeah.
If there's anything we missed or if there's something you think you would like us to speak about in terms of food, let us know.
Yep. And send us some. Otherwise, all of your feedback, we're happy to read.
We'll let your ears go now. Now, the other thing, this is your new mandate.
Yes.
Okay, so if you're in the P2 and you're committing to loving us, then we need you to do a job. And the job is to go into anywhere that you're listening to your podcast and rate and review us.
Please.
Okay, so that's just one of the new businesses that you're going to have to do for us.
And it's easy.
Because it makes a difference.
When you listen, give us a little rating.
Five stars. Write a little, it doesn't have to be just something that, you know, because people, I sent the link to someone and she goes, amazing reviews.
And yeah. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And then I looked at some others that had crappy ones. And yeah. I was like, our people gave us some great reviews.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you. And thank you. Yeah, we're going to say this at the end of everyone before that music.
Yep. Dun, 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 dun. After rate and review.
Rate and review. Maybe we need a song. So anyway, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.